USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Detailed information on a Johnson & Johnson candidate vaccine for COVID-19 raises no safety concerns, according to the Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee on Wednesday morning. The FDA is holding all-day meetings Friday to review the data and is likely to give the okay within the next few days. Dr. Fauci tells NBC News the one-shot vaccine looks very promising.
The results were interesting because it was conducted in the United States as well as South Africa and in Brazil. It was quite effective. Overall, it was about 85% effective, and there were no hospitalizations or deaths.
Johnson & Johnson has agreed to provide Americans 100 million doses of its vaccine by June, including 20 million by the end of March. After a one-car crash Tuesday morning, Tiger Woods is awake, responsive, and recovering from leg and ankle surgery. Tiger is recovering at Harbor UCLA Medical Center south of downtown Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's get a Tiger Woods single car crash update. Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
Tiger Woods was injured in a rollover crash Tuesday in California. Police say his vehicle was involved in a rollover crash just outside of Los Angeles. Woods suffered serious injuries to both legs. In a statement Tuesday night, Woods' team revealed he had surgery to repair multiple fractures in his right leg, as well as a shattered ankle. Former President Donald Trump reacted to his friend's accident, telling Fox News,
"He's overcome a lot, and he's had an incredible life, and he's going to continue to have an incredible life, but now he'll recover from this. It's pretty bad on the legs, I understand, and, he'll figure a way, but he's a wonderful person."
45-year-old Tiger Woods is a 15-time PGA champion who shares the PGA Tour record of 82 career victories with the late, great golfer Sam Snead. Woods attended the PGA Tour's Genesis Invitational in Pacific Palisades, California over the weekend, but he did not compete in the tournament because he was recovering from recent back surgery. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Motor Racing Network caught up with A.J. Allmendinger from Daytona Road Course on Sunday. He was asked, what kind of knowledge do you gain from working the TV side of a race?
Being at home, even when I wasn't racing, I was watching, especially the Xfinity races, trying to do everything I could help to keep moving forward with college racing and building it, because that's something that I've truly enjoyed, maybe more than I expected, was just being part of the team, even if I wasn't driving. If you ask Chris Rice, I know him completely about what I would see. I'm brutally honest, like he is to me as well. And that's why we have such a good relationship, and all the men and women at College Racing, we're in it as a team, as a family. There's no pointing fingers. It can be hard sometimes because we will tell each other the truth. And sometimes the truth isn't always nice to hear on both ways, but, it definitely allowed me to watch everything that was going on and just get a different perspective. It probably doesn't help me inside the car, but just to have a different perspective and know that we're trying to head in the right direction.
NASCAR Racing Sunday will be from the Homestead Miami Raceway. The Dixie Vodka 400 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Spring training for Major League Baseball gets underway this weekend. 14 games are scheduled for Sunday. The official start of the 2021 MLB season is Thursday, April 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.